A mixed bag of stories in this news section, including the new Lidl store opening, the latest restaurant opening in Castle Mal, and budding writers needed for the Talking Statues project. But we start with the planned investment at UEA.
More than £200 million is to be invested in the University of East Anglia to ensure its teaching facilities are fit for the next 100 years. The investment, which will be made over the next 15 years, includes a £31 million teaching and learning building. It represents a major overhaul for the university, where many structures date from the 1960s and are Grade 2 listed. The £250 million investment also includes a new four-storey building, which will become home to three floors of science laboratories. Professor David Richardson, UEA Vice-Chancellor, said, "We want to enable people to learn, teach, study, research, and collaborate, and to do so in an inspiring, modern environment fit for the 22nd century." Norwich City Council leader Alan Waters said the investment will strengthen the university's national and international standing.
Budding writers are needed to help give a voice to one of Norwich's most iconic characters. The Talking Statues project aims to tell the city's story by giving the gift of gab to 10 statues in Norwich. Stephen Fry and Olivia Colman are among an impressive lineup of writers and actors already involved in the project. But now, organisers are looking for other talented writers to get involved. People have the chance to write a short 350-word monologue from the perspective of Snap the Dragon at the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell and the missing statue at the Church of St John Mattermarket. The winning entries will be read and recorded by television presenter Helen McDermott and actor Joe Derbyshire. The competition is open to writers of all abilities. However, the Snap the Dragon monologue is only open to those aged 16 and under, while the missing statue is open to writers over 16. Organisers said in order to address the gender imbalance of statues in the UK, the missing statue can be written by a man or a woman, but must have a female voice. Talking Statues, designed by Sing London, has seen statues brought to life in London, Manchester, Dublin and Chicago.
The latest restaurant in Castle Mal's new £3 million development in Timber Hill Terrace has opened to the public. Bourgie Restaurant, marketed as affordable luxury, specialises in steak and lobster, and diners are brought a board of meat and fish to their table from which to choose. The restaurant first opened in Southend-on-Sea in Essex in 2014, and that was followed by openings in Chelmsford, Bury St Edmunds and Southend Airport. But due to a director dispute earlier this year, all the venues, apart from Southend Airport, went into administration. James Welling and Mark Bauman, two of the four original directors, are now going it alone with the new Norwich restaurant. Mr Bauman said, "Bourgie is a concept James and I had 10 years ago. I'm a Michelin-trained chef and got to the stage where I was disappointed with going out and found things substandard. It is affordable luxury. We're not cheap, but we're not expensive. You can buy a £10 lunch menu or expensive champagne with Wagyu steak, but everyone will be treated the same way." The restaurant spread over two floors, with a restaurant downstairs and a lounge upstairs, with a champagne bar and tapas menu.
A new Lidl store has opened its doors on the outskirts of Norwich 2 years after it was first proposed. The 18,000-square-foot shop is in Blue Boar Lane in Sproulston and includes 120 parking spaces and an in-store bakery. The ribbon was cut by Falcon Junior School children, and shoppers were queuing outside before the 8 a.m. opening. Amy Gotterson-Frost, deputy manager, said, "I've been with Lidl for 5 years, and previously I was in the store in Drayton Road, which is quite different. Despite the supermarket being located 100 metres behind the 24-hour Tesco Extra, she thought the two would be able to exist together. I think with where we are, it's rapidly expanding, and you've got the housing estate being developed behind us. I think we can live harmoniously." The German chain first lodged a licensing application in 2016, and construction began in early 2018. Earlier this year, Lidl opened a new store on Aylsham Road in Milecross after closing a branch 400 metres away in Copenhagen Way.
Three Norfolk schools have been named among the best in the region for exam outcomes in a new survey. The Times Parent Power List 2019 identifies the highest achieving schools in the UK based on recent exam results. In East Anglia, Wyndham College was ranked 14th overall in the list, while the City of Norwich School came in 18th place. In the independent schools category for the region, Norwich School was ranked 3rd after the Peirce School and the Stephen Peirce Foundation in Cambridge. Colchester Schools took the two top spots with the Royal Grammar School and County High School for Girls. This year's Parent Power suggests that state schools are starting to edge closer to independent schools in terms of attainment, despite worries that the new grading system for GCSEs, switching from A star to G to 9 to 1, would widen the gap between the independent and state sectors.
Norwich City football fans, many of them Freemasons, have raised £5,000 over the past 3 years for cancer charity Big C by paying for parking spaces at the head office of insurance broker Alan Boswell Group on March Day. Bob Price, who led the fundraising drive, said, "Sadly, I have close family and friends who are currently experiencing their own cancer journeys, and I know what a wonderful local charity Big C is and how people benefit greatly from their support. Their centres offer brilliant help to those with cancer and, importantly, also their families." Dr. Chris Busby, Chief Executive of Big C, said, "Enormous thanks to Bob, Alan Boswell and the Norfolk Freemasons for all their efforts in raising this amazing amount of funds for Big C. Support of this nature is vital to ensure we can continue to offer help to those affected by cancer in Norfolk and Waveney, close to where they live and when they need it."